Direct from the Broski Nation headquarters in Los Angeles, California, this is the Broski Report with your host, Brittany Broski.
Hey, guys! 안녕하세요. Right? 안녕하세요. 감사합니다. Right, guys? Okay, here's the thing. I'm doing laundry. If you hear it in the background, I'm going to say it like I do every single time. I'm a real woman. I know I look like one of those perfect, if you rendered the perfect human face like through AI, I know I'm just about really close to that, guys. Seriously, it is me. I'm a real human. I have flaws. It's hard to think of one right now, but I will get back to you on that. We will loop back, sort of circle back, bumping this up in the inbox. No pressure, absolutely no pressure, but I do need this addressed by EOD, end of day, okay? I'm a real human. I do laundry and dishes, okay? Yes, I still do my own laundry and dishes. I know you say, Brittany, your hands are so dainty. Your hands are so dainty and frail. Please put down the mug. You don't have to wash it. And I say, guys, let me do this. I've always thought I have my father's hands because guess what I do? These are the hands of a blue-collar man, okay? My hands look like this, so hers can look like this. But it's just that chicken foot with the painted nails. It's a chicken foot with three talons and red painted nails. My hands look like my father's, so hers can look like that, okay? I need a man who will go out there and dig the earth, dig the soil, so that these meaty hands can get a break. I hope that, like, if I ever lose weight, that I'll have dainty little grandma hands. I want people to hold my hand and be like, Nana. This is like, I grip your hand with such a force, I crack your mouth. People will practice. Okay, do you remember? This is a deep cut. Indulge me. That scene from Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. And again, I don't know why my lore always goes back to that fucking movie. Angus Thongs, Perfect Snogging, Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows, starring Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man 2, starring Robert Downey Jr., and Aquamarine. Those are the four pillars of media in this nation that affected me really to my core for some fucking reason. I don't know why. Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. There is a scene, and I forgot what I was talking about. It's crazy how quick that happens. I'm trying to connect too many synapses at once. Okay, my synapses are snapping back in blissful anguish. That's a Sleep Token song. The fuck was I talking about? I guess we'll never know. Happy St. Patrick's Day week, guys. It's the week of Patty. Patty, Patricia, if you will. St. Patrick, he, they. Patrick, St. Patrick is probably he, they. Like, that's so, like, I don't know, because he was bending sort of like, you know, do you see my vision? Like, St. Patrick gives he, they. Just a little bit. I don't know why. Happy non-binary day of visibility to St. Patrick. I will be celebrating by not putting on another one of those green hats because my editors texted me and said, please fucking stop. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, when I wear a green hat in front of my green screen, you guys need to grow up, okay? We need to have a certain level of, like, Lucasfilm production, green screen, and VR, and LED screens around me, okay? At all times. We need to film the Broski Report like it's an episode of the fucking Mandalorian. Alas, we don't. The budget is not here. So I will not be putting on another St. Patrick's Day Viking hat yet, okay? Maybe give it time because I made this cup of coffee. The best part of waking up is business in your cup. My coffee cup just says business on it. This is from the brand Vacation, which let me give a quick shout out to the brand Vacation. They have never paid me an ounce of cash. Of cheddar cheese provolone, if you will. They have not once sent me a dollar, and I rep them like I started the fucking company, dude. When there's a good company with good products, period. I love Vacation. It is the cutest little brand with everything's like Miami hotel business themed from like the 60s, 70s, 80s. No, it's very 80s. It's very 80s hotel vibe, but it's so polished and everything, like the typography is beautiful. The candles smell so good. There's three candles they sell, Sweet, Lobby, and Pool Boy. Pool Boy is going to be my favorite, okay? I burn that shit. Once like it's 70 outside, I'm burning that shit. It's burning right here. I don't know if you can see it. It's out of frame. I love vacation. And they make sunscreen, they make tanning stuff. I use the sunscreen every morning, and then the candles are really my obsession right now. And then they sent me a PR package one time, and this cute little coffee cup came in it. I was like, yeah, dude, because guess what? I do business, okay? I run a mogul. Maybe I don't know what mogul means. I am a mogul. That's what I mean. Mogul definition. An important or powerful person, especially in the motion picture or media industry. Dude, I'm running a news network. We're running the news. You bitches could not be trusted at these major news networks. Guess who's in charge now? Me. Me, bitch. And I'm reporting on what matters. And you know what matters? I have updates on the Irishman. Okay? Going back to St. Patrick's Day, updating you on my Irish husband. I ranted last week. It was a big thing. Got it off my chest. The inevitable happened. We were inching towards it. We were going. We were chugging along. Everything was great. The inevitable happened. And guess what? I am healed enough. Y'all, can you bow your heads in prayer with me really quick? Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for gathering all of us together. With our eyes shut and heads bowed in prayer, I'd like to thank you for freeing me of the shackles of this Irishman. Lord, I thank you for looking over me, keeping your hand on my shoulder when it comes to the Irish. The Irish are devil people. They're devilish folk. They are not to be trusted. Lord, I thank you for keeping your hand on me, over me, watching me. You led me out of the darkness and into the light. Amen. Church, amen. Lord, I thank you so much for guiding me away from the island of Ireland. I was so close. Now I'm just doing Trump. I was so close. Okay. And now I'll never know. Now we'll never have to visit the eternal damnation that awaits Ireland. Amen, church. Amen. And here's what happened. Okay, prayer over. Here's what happened. He ghosted me, finally. But here's the thing. I prepped for it because all last week I talked about it, okay? It's coming. I feel it. Conversation has slowed down. He responds to me in like 3 business days. I'm over it. Like, that makes me feel shitty, dude. That makes me feel shitty. Imagine having direct access to me, bitch. If I wasn't me and I was a young gentleman with a peener and I could talk to a woman like me, imagine not responding. Imagine being like, oh, she texted me. I'll get to it later. I cannot imagine that. Oh, my sweet Lord. You don't know what you got till it's gone. And this young gentleman, I'm gone. You lost me. He ghosted me. I hate to tell you, you lost me. One of those like emo, old head IG memes. They don't know what they got until you lost me. I'm like the diamond at the end of Titanic. You lost me in the sea. Bitch, he ghosted me. Bitch, he threw me into the sea. Okay? He doesn't care if I live or die. Now, does that bother me? Yeah. Okay? But do I feel free? Yes. Freedom! 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 We made it, dude, out of the other side. We never have to talk about Ireland ever again until next week. Until next week. The dating app that I used went ahead and charged me a second month. They charged me a second month for premium. They charged me a second month to make it go to the premium. Do y'all remember that TikTok character, the little animated guy? He was a chef. Do you remember him? Put him up here. I don't remember his name. I'll find him. I loved him. Tiny Chef, Little Chef. That was his name. I used to comment. Every time one of his videos would come on my For You page, I'd say, you saved my life, little chef. Little chef, you've done more for me than any therapist ever has. He'd be like, and today we're going to make some pancakes and bacon. And I was like, he's done more for my mental health than any therapist ever has. Anyway, that's what I sounded like just now. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh my God, dude. Come on. Oh, he ghosted. Okay. I knew it was coming. Like I said, I prepared myself. It does. Because here's the thing. It's a shitty feeling. When you feel like you're a fucking email thread that these people have to circle back to. Like, no, dude, my time is worth so much more than sitting around, literally that Pablo Escobar meme of like sitting around waiting for him to text me back. That literally, legitimately is what it turns into. I'm pacing around my house, okay, with my little cardigan, my little English teacher cardigan. Just like, oh, it's kind of chilly in here. I'm sweating, sweats down my back. It's kind of chilly. I'm waiting by the window for him to like text me back. He doesn't. So that was it. Oh, it's also not even texting. That bitch has WhatsApp because he's in Ireland. Ugh, get your money up. We're texting on WhatsApp. Get your fucking money up. I think that's a pretty standard way to communicate with people overseas, with people not in your own country. I think WhatsApp's kind of more like internationally used maybe than iMessage. I could be making that up. Still, get your money up. Yeah, dude, I'm feeling free. Okay. That meme of the guy breaking his chains. That's literally me. That's how I feel because I've been obsessed. I've been obsessed with this dude. I've been obsessed with this dude for going on a month now. Okay. Doesn't care if I live or die. Barely responds to me, but our banter was so good. I was talking to my friend Katie and she was like, dude, if anything, he's the blueprint. Like, he's the blueprint now for me to steal his personality. And I was like, you know what? You're so fucking right, actually. Because he was so funny and so smart that I was like, you know what? The fact that we're even on this level where, like, I'm going to steal some of his jokes, I think. You fuck on me, I steal your bit. That's what happens. You fuck on me, I steal your bit. Point blank, period. So now, every time in the future when I'm funny, it's the Irishman that lives within me. I consumed his spirit akin to the likes of a twin in the womb, okay? I absorbed my twin. He's my, except I absorbed my ex-situationship. Was it even a situationship? We had not met or ever spoken on the phone. No. Actually, yes, it was. Yes.
Yes.
That Patrick the Star thing. Anyway, it's over. And I woke up this morning feeling so, because he hasn't responded in 3 days. And I was like, it's been 3 days, bitch. And it's Saturday today. He's not responding. And he hasn't. And I'm okay with that. Because I feel free. Free as a bird. Free as I'll ever be. Darius Rucker got arrested. He sings that. Free as we'll ever be. Ever be. Free as we'll. Oh, I'm lying. That's Zac Brown Band. Just as free, released in 2006. Hell yeah. Okay, this is actually going to be Zac Brown Band. Never mind. But Darius Rucker didn't get arrested, though. I think he had weed. I think he had pot on him. And they were like, you fucking criminal. It's time to racially profile you. And they did. Okay, I feel free. I woke up this morning with a pep in my step. I woke up this morning happy to be alive. There is nothing like the morning bird's song. To hearken the day, to raise your senses. I woke up, wow, filled with life and breath. I am so happy to be alive, dude. Because we nuked Ireland off the map. Oh, I've never felt so free. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Okay? I feel free. The birds are singing. The sun is shining. The grass is green and dewy. Oh, I could just go roll around like a dog in the springtime. I could roll around like a Zyrtec commercial. I am so happy today. My sister is coming to visit me this week for her spring break. I'm so excited. We're going to go to Disney. We're going to do sisterly stuff, like sit next to each other in silence and scroll on TikTok. Wow. It's really good bonding, y'all. I love my sister. So she's coming. I feel so happy. It's also just so, like, coming out of this. I'm going to call it a situationship because fuck you. It is. Fuck you. When you open yourself up to something being something and then it's not, it feels disappointing. I'm disappointed by the way that it fizzled out. I'm disappointed by the way that it made me feel. I'm disappointed that I once again found myself in a position where I was begging for a crumb of attention from these shithead dudes. And it's not a great feeling. But now the tides are shifting, okay? This episode is sponsored by Factor. It's still relatively early into 2024, and if one of your goals for this year was eating better, it's never been easier than with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever you are. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. It's flexible for your schedule. You can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. It's the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. And they've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. Head to factormeals.com/broski50 and use code broski50 to get 50% off. That's code broski50 at factormeals.com/broski50 for 50% off. This episode is sponsored by Tinder. Y'all, it is springtime. It's time to be open to finding your next fun date. Tinder is the most popular dating app and has the most possibilities to find what's right for you. My friend matched with a man and got lost for hours talking about emo music and their dream travel destinations together. She had so much fun with Tinder's prompts and quizzes that helped her fuel the fire. Now, she's blowing up the group chat with never-ending photos of their new life together, okay? Cuffing season is over, but finding your next match doesn't have to be. Go grab your phone, tap that download button, and try Tinder today. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. Laundry's done. Laundry's done, guys. Now I feel the tide shifting because these every time this happens, I'm like, okay. Okay, we're moving on. Okay, 100%. Message received, Lord. Lord, I see what you've done for others. I got a fart. That was an SBD. That was an SBD. Code SBD. Typing that into a... Typing that... Oh, it stinks, dude. Gassing myself out. Dutch ovening myself. Hey, what's a Dutch oven? Why do Americans call it a Dutch oven? An English inventor realized cast iron was a much cheaper alternative, but he needed to use a Dutch process to make the molds work. That's why the pot continues to be called a Dutch oven. Oh, because when you, it's like a little Le Creuset pot. And when you take the thing off, it's like, good night. Good night. Were y'all cooking pig's feet and onions in there? Shit. Good night, Linda. Were you cooking a turd in there? Put that fucking lid back on. I didn't know we were making turd stew, Linda. Put that shit back on there. The whole, open the window. This whole fucking kitchen smells like dog shit. You ever set the smoke alarm off and it starts beeping because you burned something on the stove? Did I tell you about the one time in college and I was like, this hot grease that came off of this turkey meat, ground turkey meat that I just cooked? What if I poured hot grease over an open flame into a Red Solo cup? I never said I was a smart one. I never said I was a pretty one either. Okay? They keep me around like the jester, I told you. That would have killed if I had done that on a stage, similar to like a Blue Man Group, okay? I was like, check this shit out, y'all! And I took the hot turkey grease and I poured it into a solo cup. The solo cup, by the way, completely melted on the bottom and went into the flame, and then the flame grew higher. I was in my college apartment, bitch. I could have died. I could have killed me and all 400 people who lived in that building. Bye, y'all. Because I wanted to make some damn hamburger helper. What the hell do y'all know about hamburger helper? What do you know about hamburger helper, girl? Hold on, pull this shit up. Chicken. No. Beef stroganoff hamburger helper. Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, my Lord. Oh, I'm about to start salivating. Oh, this shit, dude. Hamburger Helper. Hamburger Helper. What was the other one? Three cheese enchilada. Hamburger Helper. Enchilada. Yeah, motherfucker. Woo! Oh, I could eat this with my bare hands. I could eat this with my Bear Grylls hands. I always liked, okay, I liked this one more. Cheesy enchilada. Hamburger Helper. Then I liked the macaroni one. Y'all know the macaroni one? Did y'all grow up eating this? We loved this in my house. We loved Hamburger Helper. I used to beg for it. Oh, this one with the cheesy Italian shell, is that's going to hit every time. I used to beg for this, and I used to, imagine me, 15 years old, okay? Do y'all hear the birds chirping? I mean, it's just a beautiful day. I used to beg for this after a long day of being a theater kid. After being an AP student theater kid, I'd be like, need to nourish my mind. Let's go home. Hamburger Helper. Hamburger Helper with a big 16-ounce glass of milk. Whole milk. 2% milk. I would... I loved milk, dude. I can't do milk now because it tears my shit up. It tears my shit up. Oh, is the spicy milk too much for your tummy? Yes, it is. It is. Now I got to do oat milk. One time, since living in this house, I was like, fuck it. I want Hamburger Helper so bad. And I Instacarted it, okay? I Instacarted one thing of Hamburger Helper and turkey meat. And I used oat milk in it. It worked just fine. Okay? People will try to look at you and say, you can't do that. It's impossible. What you're talking about is crazy. You're acting crazy right now. And it's up to us as citizens and members of Broski Nation, aka one of the most forward-thinking, progressive nations in the world, innovators of our time, truly. It takes someone from Broski Nation to stand up and be like, no, the recipe calls for whole milk. What if we used extra creamy oat milk? And then everyone in the audience goes, can he do that? Can he do that? I've never seen, no, it's never been done before. It was a disaster. And then someone else will stand up and say, wait, he's right. Chemically, they're kind of the same. They serve the same purpose. Has anyone thought of this before? And then another guy stands up and goes, this is crazy talk. It's impossible. It can never be done. And then I stand up and I say, silence, silence. No, I say, order, order in the court. And I say, I will let the scientists try their newfound theory, but only if he tries the first bite. And it pans over, it's Stanley. It's Stanley, once again, chained by one ankle. Chained by one ankle. He's wearing a muumuu.
I will entertain the theory if he's willing to take the first bite.
And Stanley's over there. Stanley's over there with his fucking computer like a nerd. He's over there with his computer. My glasses! Adobe Premiere's open. Fucking nerd. And then a comedically large spoon comes in and feeds him a big bite of Hamburger Helper. What am I talking about? That was made with oat milk. And he goes... It's, and then all of us lean in comedically close. It's delicious. And then everyone, bravo, bravo. And then they bring the spoon over to me and it's delicious. And I hold it like a elementary school boy. Oh,
oh. Holographic Hamburger Helper again.
Holographic Hamburger Helper again. I recently on TikTok watched that whole episode of SpongeBob where Sheldon J. Plankton, of course, has his whole little redneck family come in. It's so funny, dude. Sherlock. Freudian slip. I'm always thinking about Sherlock. SpongeBob was made for adults. I don't give a shit. It is way funnier watching it as an adult. And I would struggle to know myself outside of the cultural shapings and references of SpongeBob SquarePants, okay? It shaped me as a person. It shaped me as a member of a generation. And I do have a tattoo of the SpongeBob jellyfish, okay? Jellyfish jelly! That's one of those I've always wanted to try. If I could just get my hands on some jellyfish jelly. Damn, I know that shit would hit. I've been craving peanut butter and jelly sandwiches lately, and I can't have bread. Because my doctor said no gluten. What am I supposed to do? Starve?
I guess I'm gonna starve.
Again, a Patrick reference. Put it up here.
Well, I guess I'm gonna starve.
The chocolate bar all around his face, and the camera pans down to his huge fucking fupa.
Well, I guess I'm gonna starve.
That's so me. Okay, anyway, dude, Hamburger Helper, this shit hits. I might eat it for dinner tonight. I love this shit. They also make Tuna Helper. Chicken Helper, do they make Chicken Helper? Chicken Helper. Yeah. They make... They do! Chicken fried rice. Sounds bad. Old El Paso cheesy enchilada. Try with chicken instead of ground beef, okay? Now, it does come with the cum sauce on top. They have this mystery white cum dripping, very, you know, viscous cum that is dripping off the top of the dish here. Wait, presenting Hamburger Helper like on one of those cooking shows. So what we have here is a rice pilaf-based dish with a ground chicken and ground beef meatball combination. On top, we have a viscous, creamy Alfredo cum sauce that really brings a full-bodied flavor infused with peppers, infused with onions, and a sort of flavorful trio combination here to provide a well-rounded meal. And then I'm Gordon Ramsay, and I try it, and I go,
The cum sauce. Who made it?
And then some guy comes out, and he's like,
me, sir.
Come here, sir. Come here, chef.
And then he comes forward. And then I give him a trophy. Because that cum sauce, it looks fucking gross, but it is delicious. Okay? And I am sorry I said cum sauce so many times. Okay. Switching topics completely. I don't know what the fuck I've been talking about for 27 minutes. I have invented a new way of flirting with men that I would like to impart on you all. And now, take into consideration that I am very, very abnormal. I am very weird. I'm a weirdo, okay? If you haven't noticed, I'm Jughead from Riverdale. I'm a weirdo, and the way that I flirt is weird. And the way that I flirt, very few men understand what's going on, and even more so can keep up with it and kind of entertain it, okay? I scare men. I scare them away because this is me in my true form. Alpha wolf with a fedora. This is me. Men cannot handle not being the alpha wolf in a fedora. That is me to my core. Sometimes, you know, it's with an eyelash, okay? I have created this new way of flirting with men. I did it for my friend Katie as kind of a joke, and then she sent it to her situationship, and it fucking worked. So I would like to share it with you all. Oh my God, y'all, the birds are just singing outside. It is just, it's a great day. Okay, here is the tidbit. CapCut. Hear me out. Download CapCut. CapCut has text-based templates that you can find, and you find pictures. Here's what I did for Katie. Okay. Her man's in a different city and she misses him. He doesn't think about her. It's like really horrible classic situationship stuff. I was like, you need to go to that city, but you can't plan a trip specifically to go see him because that's like, you know, he's working. What if he's busy? It's not like a long distance relationship type thing. It's like, you have to make it nonchalant in the way of like, hey, I'll be there this weekend, would love to see you, but also like transparently, you're booking the trip to go see him, right? I made a CapCut as a joke that I sent it to her that said, it was to this like, it was some song, let me find it. Okay, it was Arabian Nights from Aladdin. The another Arabian Night, Arabian. And then the beat drops and it's that Doja Cat song. The like you, find it hard to find someone like you. That one. Maybe I tried to find it, and if it did a day. It goes into that, but like the beat part. And it's all these like flash edits. And in the beginning, it's text. I'm describing the edit. In the beginning, it's text. And it says, I'm going to be in the city. On this date, do you want to go on a date and have sex? And then the rest of the edit was like alternating pictures of her and him in like a Velocity edit style. And I added glitter and butterflies on top. And I said it to her, we were fucking dying laughing. We were dying laughing. And she was like, should I send this to him? And I was like, Katie, fuck it. Send it. What do we have to lose? It's silly. It's funny. If it weirds him out, he's not your person, right? If it weirds him out, it's never going to work with y'all because you're a fucking weirdo, Katie. I'm a fucking weirdo. Why would you be with a man who doesn't embrace your weirdness? Why are you trying to act like you're not a fucking freak? You're a freak. And so she sent it to him. And guess what? It worked. It worked! It worked. It worked. Welcome to our club! Welcome to our club! Welcome, Squidward! Welcome, Squidward! Welcome, Squidward! It fucking worked, dude. CapCut is the new wave. iMessage, boring. Sending TikToks, boring. Tagging them in memes, boring. Personalizing memes, funny, boring. CapCut is the wave. Start making custom videos for the person you're entertaining, okay? Do you want to go on a date and have sex? Boom. But it's to never had a bitch like me in life, or it's she ride dick like a carnival, okay? It's to any of those songs. You make a text and then you put pictures of you and them alternating, or you put just pictures of yourself, or you put just pictures of them. You put pictures of their animal, maybe their parents, maybe their home address. Maybe do that. Maybe put a screenshot of their house on Zillow. You could include that in there. And then when they text back, like, was that a screenshot of my home on Zillow? And you go, what's up? No. No, it was like a CapCut. It was like a funny CapCut edit of like, oh, it's, you know, like, do you want to go on a date? No. Yeah, I got that. It was funny. I just, was that a picture of my, I mean, it's not even my house. It's my parents' house. Was my parents' house on there? No, my finger must have slipped. I'm house hunting right now. Yeah, I'm house hunting right now. I must have accidentally included it. Yeah. Okay. Right. No, and I knew you were moving, but I just saw, you know, like, I grew up in that house, so I would recognize it. I'm just kind of wondering, like, why it was in the edit. You know, just asking. And then that is when I block him. Okay? You're asking too many fucking questions. What are you, the police? What are you, the fucking police? Get out of my asshole. Yeah, I have a screenshot of your parents' home address. What am I? I'm supposed to not? I'm supposed to not know everything about you, dude? I'm supposed to not Google your fucking grandma's name? Oh, found your grandfather's obituary. I did that in 20 minutes or less. There is too much information available online. For people like me, and Katie, oh, it's over, dude. We obsess. I found your middle school basketball team group picture, bitch. There you are. Boom, screenshotted. Me texting, oh, he's an athlete. I found it in under 30 minutes. Timer and go. Found it. Found your major, minor, and collegiate classmates. I found what clubs you were in. I found your Spotify playlist from 2013. Don't play with me. Don't ever play with me. I will find you. This episode is sponsored by Blissey. Y'all know I'm a silk pillowcase believer, so set yourself up with better sleep with Blissey's award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcases. Silk is what's best for your hair and skin. It reduces frizz, tangles, and prevents breakage. That's because it keeps the moisture in your hair and keeps your skin products and natural moisture on your skin, while cotton literally absorbs it all off your face. There's a lot of dupes out there that claim satin can be an alternative to silk, but that is just not the case. Satin is made from synthetic fibers like polyester, while silk is a luxurious all-natural fiber. Silk is more breathable, moisture-wicking, and gentle. It's also more durable and long-lasting. Think of it as an investment in getting better sleep and waking up feeling ready to take on the day. Blissey pillowcases are made out of 100% mulberry silk, which is naturally hypoallergenic, so you can sleep more comfortably without itching or rashes or scratching. And unlike other silk pillowcases, these are of the highest quality silk and are machine washable and durable. I toss and turn all night because I like to run marathons in my sleep, apparently. So my Blissy pillowcase helps prevent that beloved rat's nest from growing at the back of my head. Everyone loves Blissy. They got a ton of different prints and colors, and they make great gifts. There's an option for literally anyone. Men love them too, okay? Men gotta sleep too. They have over 1 million raving fans, and you could be next. Try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissy.com/broski and get an additional 30% off. That's blissy.com/broski and use code broski to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and hair will thank you. Anyway, CapCut's the new wave. CapCut is a very effective method of flirting because you can customize it and it's funny. It's also like, hopefully urging them to flirt back in that way because it's fun. Making custom memes for each other, we need to do more of that because all of us, inside all of us, lives an editor. Inside all of us lives a Stanley, a David Dobrik. I actually don't know if David Dobrik edited his own vlogs. Also, fuck a bitch named David Dobrik. Inside all of us is an editor, and I think we really need to tap into it. So I'm this short, actually. I was about to lie. I'll tell the truth. The young gentleman that I am texting, I did go ahead and make an edit of him also, and I sent it to him based on photos that I had at my disposal, based on photos that I had collected, thanks to my own research, okay? And he loved it. So get into that. You bitches need to figure that shit out. I'm giving you the tools for success. You need to implement them. I can lead a horse to water. I cannot shove its head under and make it suck. I cannot give a horse one of those straws that turn piss into water. God, what's the straw that turns piss into water? Life straw. YouTube hosts drink urine through a life straw. I think that's actually going to be Rhett and Link that did that. The life straw filter removes waterborne bacteria, protozoa, and other dirt and particles larger than 0.02 microns. That doesn't matter because it's still piss, dude. Like, you can't take all the bacteria out of piss. It's piss. Like, at its core, sure, I guess it's water-based, but it's piss. Oh, that's still piss. We own several life straw products and have used them repeatedly over the years. Is it safe to drink urine through a life straw? No. Life straw filters do not remove dissolved salts. Exactly. And are not designed to be used to drink non-diluted urine. So why did you add that disclaimer? Why did you add that disclaimer? Okay, so when you're making a piss cocktail, you're going to actually have the shaker in front of you. You're going to do fresh ice. There you go. We're going to add piss. 1, 2. Thank you. That's just good enough. And then we're going to crack open this Perrier. And then we're going to pour it in. Perfect. Okay, throw that away. We're going to put the top on. Shake. Beautiful. And you knock the thing off the top of the mixing thing. Get some fresh ice in your cup. Strainer. Strain it. That's diluted piss. Okay? Then out of that, your life straw, it's got a tamarind. it's got a chamoy tamarind. Tahine rim on the straw, on the life straw. Perfect. Do a little lime squeeze. Beautiful. And your piss cocktail. And your pistini. Actually, the perfect name for that would be Piston Cup.
Hey, did what, Miss Cup?
Oh, God. Cars is actually another movie that forever impacted me. Tow Mater had more impact on me than a lot of men in my life growing up. What Larry the Cable Guy did with Tow Mater really informed who I am as a person, amongst other things. And yeah.
Hey, did what, Miss Cup?
The Piston Cup. And one Piston Cup for you and the lovely lady. Okay. There's two. You split it. There's two life straws with chamoy tahine rims. Okay. What did they mean by non-diluted urine? Because of this, we do not recommend drinking urine with life straw filters, even in low amounts. I'm glad they said that because I was about to try it. I've got some piss I've been saving up. So the life straw is to drink out of like rivers. Is the life straw to drink out of rivers? Drink directly from lakes, rivers, and streams. Now see, that's great. Or fill a container to use your life straw on the go with protection against bacteria, parasites, microplastics, silt, sand, and cloudiness. You can do all that, but you can't filter the piss. Is piss not just microplastics? Okay. Is piss not just bacteria, microplastics, and sand? Who up pissing sand? Who up pissing sand in their diaper and drinking out of it with a life straw? All right. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Yeah, the life straw is crazy. I'm going to start. Do you remember when also they would sell, they were promoting the life straw and then that other one, the straw that would bend up and you could put it on your keychain? And it was like, to save the turtles. To save the turtles. But they just grew mold because you bitches never washed them. I remember I wanted one so bad. Whenever my friend would pull one out, I was like, you look fucking stupid. You look stupid. Just have a reusable water bottle. What are you like? It's all folded up. There's like fuzzy mold growing on it. Ew. He's like, I'm always sick. I don't know why. I always just have this sort of like respiratory thing. Mama, there's mold in your straw. Anyway. It's time to talk about music. I have to inform you all. I feel a need to sort of send out an alert, send out an amber alert, a code red, a code blue. Whenever I'm back on my white people shit, I'm back on my white people shit, I'm locked in. Okay. Speaking of which, I went to the doctor yesterday for a checkup and she went ahead and told me that I'm low on vitamin D. You did not have to do blood work to tell me that. Look at me, girl. I have not seen the sun in about 4.5 months. Looking at me is like looking at a sickly Edwardian child. Bedridden, Tiny Tim, Christmas Story core. Ebenezer Scrooge core. When you look up white person and the spectrum of whiteness, I'm going to be on the sort of very, the like abnormal, not even white, you're pink. Okay? There's a scale. You're pink. And then the opposite of the, I'm pink. You're so white that you are red, almost. That is me. And she went ahead and looked at me and she was like, I need to take a vitamin D supplement. And I was like, I could have told you that. I could have told you that. Yes, I do. You're very right. I need to. I was talking to Drew the other day and she was like, yeah, my spray tan lady. And I'm like, if I got a spray tan at this base color, people would call it problematic. I need a spray tan so bad, dude. I need it so bad. I can't keep living like this. I'm in the sunlight and I'm blinding planes. I drive in my car with my hand on 12 like this at the top of the steering wheel and the reflection off the whiteness of my hand of the sun could take a plane down. We could ground planes. That's very scary. You know how sometimes buildings with like bronze domes, like bronze roofs or gold roofs. Hoof. Now, see, technically that should be roofs. R-O-O-V-E-S. Plural of roof. No fucking shit, it's roofs. In the U.S., roofs is the standard plural of roof. Elsewhere, roofs is a fairly common but becoming less so. You stupid bitches. It should be roofs. The laws of celestial mechanics dictate that when two objects collide, there is always damage of a collateral nature. It's from Sherlock Holmes' Game of Shadows. The laws of celestial mechanics and modern graphology dictate that when you write the word roofs, it should be R-O-O-V-E-S. Sometimes I agree that Americans have bastardized the language, okay? But linguistically speaking, the idea of an American English exists, and it is correct. Because you cannot tell someone the way in which they communicate is not legitimate. Because there are so many different types of English and types of dialectical and regional differences. None of them are wrong. They are just different. And I think that in this case, this is wrong. This is wrong. This does not sit well on my heart, on my spirit. Roofs? Roofs. You don't say hoofs for a horse. You say hooves. Plural of hoof. Hooves. Also hoofs. Fuck! What is the plural of hoof? Oxford Dictionary. But see, Oxford Dictionary is not to be trusted because it's fucking British people. Hoofs, hooves. Okay, so both are technically correct. But that's about to piss me off because no, they're not.
No, they're not. No, they ain't. That ain't right. That ain't how I say it. It ain't right.
Okay. Back to my white people shit. I am lacking vitamin D severely and sufficiently enough to have it be medically concerning from my doctor. I'm going to start taking a vitamin D supplement soon. Hopefully, I'll start looking less sickly. Second of all, I am tapping into summer mode. Okay, I was talking about vacation earlier. These candles. Again, I'm not vacation. If you want to pay me, imagine this is free promo. Imagine what I could do. Imagine what I could do when there's a dollar currency. When there is a USD involved. I love vacation. I buy them with my own money. There is a candle called Pool Boy that smells like summer. I love it. I think about it all the time. It's how my house smells. I burn it and I'm like, if I'm not on the beach in or around 45 minutes, I have a weapon. And I'm not scared to use it. I'm not, you know, hesitant. I'm not anxious about using it. I will use it on the nearest unsuspecting lifeguard. What did he do? Nothing. The laws of celestial mechanics dictate that when two objects collide, there will always be damage of a collateral nature. I have that whole scene memorized. You want me to do it? I'll do it. I'll do it. Fine. Graphology scene, Sherlock Holmes. This scene, dude. Fuck yeah. Okay, for context, let me provide some context here. James Moriarty is the villain in the Sherlock Holmes cinematic universe. Okay, he's the villain, but he is also the only person, arguably, that can match Sherlock Holmes's level of wit and intellect and conniving snivingness, okay? What does sniving mean? Sniveling. Maybe sniving is not a word. Conniving. Someone conniving is calculating, scheming, and shrewd. Exactly. He is Sherlock's equal in every way, except he's evil, okay? After John Watson, Sherlock's bestie, gets married, Sherlock goes to visit James Moriarty and is like, all right, dude, whatever you're planning, whatever schemes you're up to, I'm game. Let's start this sort of inevitable game of chess. But I want to confirm that Dr. John Watson will be left out of the equation. Okay? Can you guarantee me that? Like, I will accept this invitation, you know, of let's meet for face to face. But please leave Watson out of it. He now has a wife. He's, you know, whatever. Like, please offer me this one consideration. And this meeting he has with Moriarty, he basically tells him to go fuck himself. He goes, no, to your previous question regarding Dr. Watson, the answer is no. When two objects collide, there's always damage of a collateral nature. But he's talking about Dr. John Watson, of course, and that is going to be the fifth time I've said that this episode. Okay, now this scene. In this scene where he's asking Moriarty to be like, please, bro, don't hurt Watson. He's my best friend, and I think I'm in love with him also, by the way. He's like, please don't hurt bro. Don't hurt bro. Hurt me, but don't hurt bro. He's got a shorty. He's got a shorty, please. And Moriarty was like, no, don't care. Don't care. So in this scene, as Moriarty is signing the book, Sherlock is walking around his office, taking everything in. He's observing, making deductions as he does. And he notices a book that's on a shelf that is on horticulture, which horticulture is like gardening and plant maintenance, essentially. And then he looks in the windowsill and sees a dried up, dead plant that, you know, the leaves are falling, the bugs are on it. And he goes, okay, interesting. Because if you're a scholar of horticulture, how could you let that happen? And all these things, you know, it's like, oh, these, okay, okay, okay. As he's signing it, he's observing. He goes back around to the front of the desk. And as Moriarty's handing it back to him, Sherlock goes, are you familiar with the study of graphology? And then Moriarty goes, I'm not, no. And then Sherlock says, the psychological analysis of handwriting. And then he opens the book and he checks out the recently, like Moriarty just signed it. And he goes, the flourishes on the lower zone denote a highly creative yet meticulous nature. While the flourishes in the lower zone. No, I fucked it up. We'll watch it.
Finally meet you.
Lower zone denote a...
Here we go.
...study of graphology.
I've never given it any serious thought, no.
Psychological analysis of handwriting. The upward strokes on the P...
There it is. The upward strokes in the P, the J, and the M indicate a genius-level intellect. While the flourishes in the lower zone denote a highly creative yet meticulous nature. But if one observes the overall slant and the pressure of the writing, there's a suggestion of acute narcissism, a complete lack of empathy, and a pronounced inclination toward moral insanity. That's that scene. Memorized it as a 13-year-old. This movie changed me. I think that this scene really opened my eyes to, and this movie and also the series Sherlock really, really kindled a fire of desire in me to want to become a Renaissance woman. Being baseline good at almost everything is like really such a desirable goal. To have a baseline understanding of the world and culture and art and history and science and math and reading and whatever. To have that be your foundation on which you live life, on which you base your opinions on life, your opinions on other people, your opinions on, you know, how can you form solid, balanced opinions on art of the present if you're not well-versed in the art of the past, and to make predictions and, you know, judgments on art of the future as it concerns AI or technology or anything like that. All of that is really important to me because these movies impacted me so, so deeply as a kid. And I've read one or two Arthur Conan Doyle books, but they just don't, you know, I don't love Robert Downey Jr. It's got to be RDJ. And the books are very compelling, you know, like they're a good read, but I just have memorized these movies. They're fucking fantastic. And I watch them back and I'm like, damn, I just get so inspired. And it's such a byproduct of the plot. You know, that's not the plot of the movie, is to be like, wow, look at how cultured Sherlock Holmes is. Because arguably he's a white man around in Victorian London. Like that's kind of, you know, it was a very colonial imperialist, still sort of celebrated culture where other cultures are being studied under a microscope and being stolen from and being conquered still. I mean, Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness was in the 1860s, right? I've Googled this before on this podcast. 1899, there you go. So it's around this time. It literally is around this time. And I mean, taking that into consideration, of course, like a lot of it was also a fascination with Eastern cultures and Eastern religions and philosophies and opiates and all of this. Like it's very culturally non-PC, but of course it's a period film and it's from the time. But still, to have a curiosity, that's what I'm trying to like hone in on, is the curiosity to find out about life. To find out about life outside of your circle, your bubble, the things that every day you choose to consume, which are arguably not your choice. They're being fed to you. They're being fed to you and they're not good for you. To break that mold, to enter into the sunlight, so to say, and say, I'm ready for new things to wash over me versus the same old influencer tea and drama and fucking this is the new trend and blueberry milk nails and coffee makeup. Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up, dude. Shut the fuck up, dude. I am begging on my bended knee for you to shut the fuck up. There is so much more life to be experienced and read and heard and listened to and understood than what TikTok and Instagram feed us. I can't even get on Twitter anymore because it's fucking brain rot. It's literally just like, it's illicit activities and it's porn. That's all Twitter is. And it's sensational. It's just disgusting. I can't do it. Instagram is starting to feel, I just can't. And then with the TikTok ban maybe imminent, like I don't, there has to be something beyond this world that we've created for ourselves online. There has to be more. We have the world at our fingertips. And this is what we do with it. We are cogs in the machine. Wake up, sheeple. You have control over your timeline. You have control over how much time of your day you give to these apps, how much of your privacy you give to these apps, how much information. And I am a victim in this too. It is so hard to break out of because it is tapped into the addiction in our brain. It's the serotonin. It's the dopamine. It's a hit. Another, please. Whip. Lashing. Another, please. Lashing. That's how social media feels. Must I have another, sir? Being flogged in the public square of Meta. That's what it fucking feels like, dude. May I have another 40 lashings, please? No! Jesus Christ in heaven. My goal this year is to expand the mind. I'm reading a book right now, and once I'm done with it, I will be starting East of Eden. And then I will go back and I will read 1984. And you bitches are going to be in for it when I start reading 1984. Well, I've read it, but I'm going to read it again. When I start reading 1984 and Brave New World again as an adult who is going to study it, arguably. I'd like to annotate and study it like I would have in school. I'm going to have some thoughts. I'm going to have some rants on here. So I hope you guys are strapped in for that. And I think that'll do it for me this episode, guys. I don't even know what the fuck I talked about. Oh my God, I didn't even tell you about the music. Okay, here's my white people shit songs of the week. Okay? We're doing Still Woozy. I love Still Woozy. I love what's that album they have called? It's the one that Goody Bag is on.
You could be my habit. I might let you have it. It'd be my woman, right?
Oh, they only have one album out? Well, this album's fucking great. If this isn't nice, I don't know what is, period. Yeah, Goody Bag came out in 2017. I fucking love that song. Habit, and then Window. Window's great. TV Girl is my current obsession. I have loved TV Girl since college, but it kind of comes in and out. Like, I'll have a little indie moment. I was listening to TV Girl at the beach. And so now that I'm like, I'm burning my candles, I'm doing all this, I'm going to start taking vitamin D. The life is coming back into my body, my frozen, timid corpse from the wintertime. I love TV Girl. I love the song Pantyhose. I love Talk to Strangers. I love Lovers Rock, Birds Don't Sing, Lucy. I've been into Peach Pit recently, Alrighty Aphrodite, Blue Hair by TV Girl is so good. So I'm locked into this, dude. This is my current, when I'm cooking, when I'm cleaning the kitchen, when I'm whatever, I'm rocking this. And it's just happy music. It's just sort of, you know, it's just like, I love it. It makes me feel 19. And it also makes me feel like, oh, my freckles. Oh, I have freckles. I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl with freckles that sometimes turn into moles and I have to go to the dermatologist and get them cut off. Okay? Whatever. That is my music download of the week. Let me see if I had anything else. I have not listened to RE's album as of today's March 9th when I'm recording this. Okay? I'm sure by the time this comes out, I will have listened to it and I will have a review. So I'll try to do that next time. Maybe. I'm so excited, dude. She said it's short and I'm wearing my Ariana Grande sweatshirt right now. My little jacket. I have not listened to Ari's album. I will get to it. Okay. Gotta figure that shit out. I will listen to it and have my report back to y'all. All right. I love you guys. Be safe. I still have merch live. Go fucking buy it. It ships out April 1. Ships out April 1, team. Broski.shop. I have Royal Court with a new episode coming out April. I have normal YouTube videos. I upload, if you bitches don't know, I upload a YouTube video a week. Go watch it. It's fun. It's fun. Come on. Come on. All right. Love you guys. Bye.